the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. And from Washington, D.C., we ran into Courtney Briggs. Courtney is Senior Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation. Just ran into you in your own office. It's kind of ironic.
What a coincidence.
Yeah, great to see you. So, Senior Director of Government Affairs, that could be a lot of different things, but you're really kind of focused on, should I say, a narrow stream of government affairs, like water?
I like what you did there, using stream. But yes, I work on water quality issues, so anything ranging from WOTUS to nutrient issues to PFAS, it really runs the gamut of water issues.
Well, I've noticed you've been smiling since you walked in, so that means you might be smiling after a unanimous decision about 8 blocks from here, Supreme Court. What happened?
Yeah, it was a significant win at the High Court. The Supreme Court handed down a decision in Sackett versus the EPA, which is a case that we have been closely watching and involved with for over the past year. And in that case, the High Court unanimously slapped down the administration for their expansion of the scope under the Clean Water Act. And they said that the court, that the agencies can no longer use a regulatory test that we find very troubling called the significant nexus test, which really allowed the agencies to expand their jurisdictional reach to almost a limitless place. And so we were very happy to hear that the High Court released that unanimous decision.
So that's a ruling, Supreme Court, on the Obama era rule, but does that carry over into what is now the Biden rule as well?
So the High Court actually was questioning the pre-2015 regulatory regime, so before the Obama rule. But what it does now is it, like I said, the significant nexus test is the test that they shot down, and that is a cornerstone of the Biden administration's rule. So it absolutely affects what the administration is doing right now. It will create a lot of confusion on the ground for landowners because we're in this very uncharted territory where the agencies are going to have to come back to the drawing board, provide their interpretation of the Sackett decision through either a rulemaking or a guidance document to give the Corps and landowners an understanding of how they view this decision.
So that's the WOTUS side of here, of this, from the Supreme Court. But we also had the House and the Senate both weighing in before the Supreme Court ever did that, almost as a precursor of things to come.
Well, let me even take it back one step further, which is we, American Farm Bureau, had called for the agencies to halt their work on this rulemaking because we knew the High Court was going to hand down the roadmap on the use of significant nexus. Congress agreed with us in a bipartisan fashion. They passed the Congressional Review Act of Disapproval, but unfortunately, President Biden vetoed that CRA attempt. But also, you have 3 district courts that have said that this rule is likely illegal. They have granted preliminary injunctions to prevent the rule from going into effect in 27 states. So it's really quite telling that you have landowners throughout the country saying that this is a bad rule. You have Congress in a bipartisan fashion, and these days it's very hard to get anything supported in a bipartisan fashion and across the finish line to the president's desk. But unfortunately, with the president's veto authority, with one stroke of the pen, he rolled back the will of Congress there. And now you have 3 district courts saying it's likely illegal. And finally, the cherry on top of the cake is the Supreme Court saying that it's an illegal rule.
So there's still more to come on WOTUS. I hate to say it, but for many in ag, they've felt for a long time, every time you get a win, something's going to change it at some point in time. The Trump era rule, many believed, was a better rule, and then you just rolled that back. Is there any chance this thing could roll back, or did the Supreme Court and that cherry on top pretty much sealed the deal for what waters of the U.S. and the rule needs to be?
Unfortunately, the deal is not sealed, and the fight on WOTUS will continue. But I don't want to dismiss the significance of this Supreme Court decision, because it really will go a long way to providing clarity, to providing certainty to landowners, but it will also put guardrails on what the agencies can do in the future. Now, are there still gray areas and ambiguities attached to WOTUS? Absolutely. And I do think that there's going to be some disagreement over the next several months and years about those gray areas. So the fight will continue, but this is really a significant step forward.
All right. Obviously, it will still be one of the things that is on your to-do list, probably on a daily basis or a weekly basis. But what now moves up maybe to a front burner issue for you?
Oh, WOTUS is still my front burner issue. You mean within my portfolio?
Exactly.
WOTUS is still going to take a lot of my time, and we'll see attempts through Congress to crack open the Clean Water Act and perhaps make some changes there. Unfortunately, that requires 60 votes in the Senate, and to be done in a bipartisan fashion, which is very difficult to do when you're cracking open the Clean Water Act. But I work on a whole host of other issues, ranging from nutrient issues to PFAS, which is another issue that's been taking up a lot of my time. So that's WOTUS and PFAS are kind of 1 and 2A.
Well, thanks for letting us splash around in the pool with you today on water issues.
The non-jurisdictional pool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Non-navigable, too. So good to see you. Thanks for your work. Can we do this again sometime?
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Courtney Briggs is Senior Director, Government Affairs, American Farm Bureau Federation from Washington, D.C. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.